Okay, here we go, everybody. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, pre-market report, early report. Let's talk about something that I don't believe people are fully grasping. You are going to pay for this vanished Epstein list files, not whoever's on the list. You understand? Let's talk about what we know, okay? The world's power brokers, including Donald Trump, were on that list. This will not be revealed, and they're going to use every manner of deception, economic shock, expect it. I don't believe in coincidences, okay? So this vanished list just vanishes. Okay, got it. All of a sudden, we get hit with the 50%. We, the people here in the United States, get hit with a 50% tariff on copper and a potential 200% tariff on pharmaceuticals and medications, and a slew of more is coming. Again, you're paying for it. So I just want you to understand that, and we'll cover more in just a moment here. So with regard to the market, this is what we have. Stock futures are slightly higher. Okay. The worse things get, the more economic shock we get, the higher the market could potentially go. Okay. I know there's a lot of people out here still calling for a market crash. We're going to get one. But again, man, look, I always say this to people another way. The real crash is not going to begin nor end in the stock market. It's going to begin and end in the debt market, which is the driver of this entire freaking freak show. They're going to pump it. They're going to devalue the currency. They are going to artificially suppress rates from here to kingdom come. And then they will choose central banks as they're building this multipolar system, which we just covered recently here. The United States, it appears, is going to be getting a bailout. Think about what I'm saying here. Look this up for yourself. I just put out a whole paper on this. If you sub to our Freedom Platform, link in description of this video, read through it. I put out an alert. There is talk out here of the United States getting a bailout. We can't pay our debts. It was never meant to be paid back. It was just a means to an end to create a slave state, a slave system around the world, and the United States is the hub. Do you guys and girls not see that yet? Anyway, so with the markets, again, stock futures are higher. Ignore the market. There's no connection to reality. As I said, the worse the economy gets, the economic shocks, that means the Fed's going to backstop it all until they choose to pull the plug. I don't believe there's enough dependency on the system just yet, and I'm going to cover that in a moment with you as well. You all know this if you've been in any length of time. We are going to see vast debt expansion on a planetary level. Not on an epic scale like I used to say. I'm telling you, on a planetary level. Okay, it's not done. This big, fat, disgusting abomination of a bill adding trillions of dollars. Where's the uproar? Why are people not taking to the streets? Well, I don't know. Maybe you guys and girls want to tell me. You're all smarter than I am. Okay, so that's a given. What does that mean? If we realize we're going to get vast debt expansion, currency devaluation, no matter where debts and deficits go, do you not believe this has the potential to push the stock market to heights that people aren't going to believe? Of course it does. It should make sense to you. So please, man, look. Yes, we are going to face a meltdown on a scale that's planetary, on the back of planetary debt expansion. No doubt about it. But it's not going to happen just now. I just don't see it yet. It's the debt market that's telling us, that dictates to me where things are going to go. And yes, we've got a problem here. Are you watching the 10-year yield this morning? About 4.42%. It's not a good spot. The dollar well below 100 on a relative strength basis. Currencies around the world, central bank issued notes. They own them. You don't own them. You go out and work for them. This is what you do. Think about this. Okay, every single one of us that relies on central bank issued notes to participate in their system, you only work for one thing, the ability to borrow that into existence. You don't own them. These central bank issued notes, they're owned by the issuing central bank. plus interest, they poof, create out of nothing. Does that sound about right to you? Of course it does, because it's the truth. Anyway, they are so not done. On the back of stock futures being higher this morning, what we're seeing here with the 10-year yield and the dollar, okay, just lovely and fantastic. You got Bitcoin about 110,000, cryptocurrencies doing well. Gold and silver under a little pressure this morning, crude oil slightly higher. I already told you about the 10-year yield and the dollar. Now, again, I want you to understand or overstand that this Epstein vanished list means you have a problem. Not anyone who is on that list. And we already know who's on that freaking list, man. So I put this out for you guys and girls last night, and I want you to have this and think about what I'm talking about. Again, in your inbox, if you sub to the Freedom Platform Lions, if this list heats up, and it is, it's everywhere. If Epstein Files story spreads, vanished files list, expect shock events. 50% tariffs on copper, which is basically in everything, means you're going to pay for that. Pharmaceuticals are going to hit you right where it hurts, going to raise your fear level. Fear is paralyzing. Anyway, let me read through this. The issue with the vanished Epstein files and list is this. We have the problem, not whoever is on that list. It's already started. Again, this is yesterday, vanished listing. Just coincidentally, of course, we get hit with a 50% tariff on copper, potential 200 tariffs on pharmaceuticals. Fear strikes. The fear is both paralyzing and distracting. If this file list does not go away, can't be buried, expect escalation. Why? Because what does that list contain? Names, power, blackmail, the hidden core of the beast. To distract plus silence, expect a false flag, explosion, cyber attack, terror, plane down, anything to suck the oxygen out of the room, people. They've done it before and they will do it again. This is pattern recognition. The rest of this you can read for yourself. It's in your inbox right now. Come on, man. Do you really not? Are you still not able to see this? It's an incredible thing. We all know who's on the list. Let me tell you something, okay? If Trump would just come out and admit he was on the list and then twist it, people would buy it. Oh, I'm on the list, but not because I went to this island here and I had sex with children, okay? No. Twist it some of the way. Admit it. Let me tell you something else, okay? You can't hide from the truth, ever. No matter what you do, you try to hide from it, it's gonna compound the issue. But in this case, we pay for it. You're going to pay for it anyway. Let's say, I don't know, whatever it might be. All right. You do something you shouldn't have done. It's always better to admit it. People will accept the truth. Yeah, sure, there'll be fallout. But you try to bury something, never works out well. It never works out. And in this case, it doesn't matter, again, who's on that list. We're never going to really know. Oh, obviously, it's too obvious. Did you see what happened yesterday? What did I say in my live stream? I said, expect an event to occur like this. When some politician or whoever was asked the question about the Epstein files, you're going to hear this. You're going to hear, are we still talking about the Epstein files? It happened yesterday. It happened yesterday. I am not psychic, but listen, there is nothing new under the sun. It's the same script over and over and over again. President Trump himself was asked about this, and he deflected immediately. He said, you don't believe it? Look it up for yourself. He said, are we still talking about it? Like, make that up, okay? That's what happened. It's their script. It's what they do. It's a lie. It's a deception, and we all know it. He thinks we're stupid. But we're not stupid. Again, admit what you did. Admit you're on the list, President Trump. Twist it some other way. That's it, man. We'll all be good. My respect for you, sir, would gain. But you want to bury this thing? You want to try to cover it up? You see, President Trump realizes that he won't be held responsible by anyone, especially those that have become mute. I'm talking about, unfortunately, his most loyal people. They've aligned themselves with the adversary, not with the God that I worship here. You understand? They know no other way, so they must compound the issues. And you are going to pay for it. I say expect economic shocks. Again, it's just too incredible. So listen, guys and girls, this is in your inbox as well. I had some thoughts here, which I'm going to cover with you briefly. This is in your inbox. I want to just cover a little bit of this with you because, again, this is in your inbox if you do sub to the Freedom Platform link in the description of this video. So crack and collapse, the digital reset, and final outcome. So I wrote, Alliance, this is what I see happening right now, and I would like to hear from you as well. Number one, okay, there's a foundation to this. It involves three things. One, they're inflating the system with unpayable debt. Done. They've already done it. I'm not saying they're finished inflating the system. I'm saying it's already done. It's in effect. It was never meant to be repaid ever, just compounded. Meaning, from its inception, the debt-based system controlled by central banks would eventually fail and in the fallout force we the people to beg for a new system. Okay, that was one. Two, create dependency on credit, stimulus, and bailouts. I wrote done, but they're not done. I meant it's done in the effect that they've already established it. Number three, expand central bank balance sheets to unholy levels. Usury? Okay, maybe you should read the book. You know which one I'm talking about here? I think you do. All right. Now, I wrote here, once the above three factors are moving together and done, which they are, I didn't mean to say finished. I mean done. They're established. Begins another phase, and this is where we are now. We got the crack and collapse phase, which we're in now, which leads to the digital reset, which leads to a final outcome. You want to read about this stuff? You want to find out what all this is? It's a click away, my lovely friends. Link in the description of this video, and I want to see you over there in our Freedom Platform. Again, no censorship, no commercials. No deceptions, no distractions, no anything. It's a sanctuary. Not only is it a sanctuary, we're building something here. It's amazing how many people criticize. You want to build something outside of the Babylon system? Look at the attacks that has happened to I on this. They can't stand it. They can't stand it. You can't be outside the system. You try to build something to benefit people, well, it just can't happen. You understand? They want you in their system. And again, it's a lot of paid shills here on YouTube. And I cannot stop the scammers. They're everywhere. You guys and girls are on your own there, okay? You want to escape that? The Revolution Freedom Platform, which we're building over there. This morning, 2,271 people there so far. It's a nice start. And we're going to do things with that platform as we unify. These are the remnant. You understand? People that are committed to something, not going to make up some nonsensical excuse as to why they can't do it. All right, we can all do it. We can all be part of this thing here. You just got to want to do it. Okay, so I read through the comments and I hear this, that, and the other thing. Frankly, I think it's all nonsense, but that's okay. I understand some people want to be outside. They like it there. I want you inside, and I hope to see you over there. All right, guys, listen. So we covered a lot of stuff here. Very important. Love you guys. Do you believe what I'm saying is true? Expect shock events. You believe in coincidences, okay? Vanished files, all of a sudden, boom, 50% tariff on copper, boom, a potential 200% of pharmaceuticals. You need that stuff to survive, some of you. Fear, paralyzing, and distracting element is put in here. We're not done. They're not done. As long as this vanished Epstein files thing is out there, and Trump continues to deflect like he did yesterday, and we called it before it happened, you're going to see more of that. It's amazing how it works. You see, look, man, we're not smarter. I know I'm not smarter than anybody, anyone, but this is pattern recognition. Go back as far as you want to go in politics. They use the same tactic over and over again. There's nothing new under the sun. Whenever they don't want to talk about something, are you still talking about that? We have bigger problems. We have a flood here that 100 and 200 people are missing from. We have this going on. So let's not talk about the Epstein files. They try to shut you up. It's, again, free speech? Really? The free speech president? Come on, Matt. Did you really buy that one, too? MAGA people, I want you here with us. Take off the chain that you're wearing. It's freeing. Realize. Nothing is what it ever appears to be in the world of politics in Babylon, okay? We're going to step outside the system. You want to survive outside the system? Step out of it. Don't participate in it. You understand? Do everything you can to be out of it. And that's what I'm trying to build over here. Something outside the system. Something where there's no censorship, no commercials, no bullshit. Sense to you? Or no, it still doesn't sink in. Love you. And we'll see all of you later. Now listen, I may be doing my live stream earlier today. You'll get a notification if you do subscribe to this YouTube blog and you hit the notification bell. Instead of 4:05, I may be doing it at 3:05. There is a chance I'm going to be taking my Copo Camaro out here to Showtime Dragway and doing some racing later to clear my head. Even though it's a matter of seconds, and that's an eighth mile. I'll cover the eighth mile in around 5 seconds. So even that 5 seconds, it helps me escape Babylon a little bit, even if it is for just 5 seconds. Love you guys. So again, you might see me 3:05 p.m. Eastern for live stream, or 4:05 p.m. depending on the weather here. So we'll see where that goes. All right. I'll see you later. No matter what, either way, people think about these things here. And I do want to hear from you. Do you believe we're done here? If they can't bury the vanished Epstein files in the list here, we're going to pay for it. And we could pay for it in a big way. It's absolutely true. And this here, again, I didn't cover the specifics. You read through it. And you let me know where I got that wrong. All right? And, well, that's it. See you later.